T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Monday to you. Tony, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You jacked up? You ready to go?
I am.
Get that anti-fry warm-up done?
Mm-hmm.
All stretched out?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
What do you think this is?
What are we doing?
3 guesses. You're right. It is. It's Avon from like 1972.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I was at my mom's over the weekend, and she used to buy these, I think, slash collect them. There's quite a few of these. And besides the English leather lime, this is what I used to put in the bathtub that would hurt my pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been open since.
Wow, look at that.
Right? Right?
That's when products were products.
Oh, I thought it was a Buffalo Nickel, like, collection or some sort. It's a Buffalo Nickel shampoo or something?
Cologne.
Cologne?
Yeah. Mm. Who wants to be the first?
You do.
40 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure you should do it.
What are you afraid of?
I'll smell it.
Not nothing. I'm just saying. Probably worth more untouched.
Still smells pretty good. This is what you wore to your 9th grade dance? Is that what you said?
Probably.
I just know you said the bath thing.
Yeah, went in the bath.
It's part of the canon, DGS canon. It still smells good.
Man, that's a cool.
It's pretty neat.
Cool bottle.
It's like a canteen.
It's a Buffalo Nickel.
Does anybody have a discerning enough nose to know when a cologne smells not good?
Because to me, most people would.
Any cologne seems like it would smell fine.
Do they make cologne like that anymore that you pour into your hands and then smack on your face? It feels like they're all the sprays now. That's cool. I like that. It's
probably rare.
I like that. Pour it on your hand. And
I love when there's the
slap
puff.
Slap your cheeks.
When it's there's the puff at the end of the string and you squeeze that and it comes out. That's fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy ladies.
That's cool.
I bet they're not worth anything, though.
I want to go back to that.
Do that kind of thing?
Yeah, on the hands and then slap it on the cheeks and neck. That's cool.
I just can't tell the difference between a $100 cologne or perfume and a $10 cologne perfume.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah? Okay.
That's why I've been wearing Cool Water since 8th grade.
Yeah, I mean, if it works for you. I've smelled a lot of really expensive colognes I did not like.
The concern, though, is that somebody else would smell you and say, that's not very good.
There's a certain woman's perfume that's been around forever, I don't know what it is, that typically it's on old ladies, and it's the only thing that instantly gives me as close to a migraine headache as I've ever had.
Mm.
And it's as soon as I smell it, I know I'm done, and it's pretty popular with old ladies, so I have to stay away from them.
I feel bad for people who get sick from like any kind of smell. If anyone is wearing any sort of overwhelming fragrance, it affects them. Because sometimes I like to lay it on kind of thick.
I had a teacher in high school who was allergic, I think, to a certain type of smell or perfume of a cologne or something, that whenever she smelled it, she would get lightheaded and almost pass out. Mm. It was real. And so guess what we all did?
You all bought the cologne.
Tried to figure out which one that was.
Ryan, do you remember Adidas Moves?
I think so.
I loved that stuff. That's what I was rocking in middle school and high school.
I've had the same.
It was just flat out Adidas.
It was just, kind of what I'm remembering, too.
I think Moves might have been the male version.
Might have been.
I've had the same bottle of Tommy Hilfiger or something since 1996.
Yeah, there was the big, there was the big three when I was in high school. And
Fresh.
I was a cool water guy, and I did not fit in. The big three was Tommy, Adidas, and Dakar Noir.
Oh, yeah, that's still popular.
That was the stuff. I've always been faithful to the Cool Water.
New Cool Water? Because I still wear the same. I don't know if it goes. I really don't know if it goes bad or if I should be wearing this stuff. I pretty much don't wear it ever because I'm afraid to wear it now. But I'm not going to buy any new because I still have half that bottle left.
Well, cool water doesn't cost that much. Remember, so you can replace the bottle pretty easily.
Remember Curve?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of Curve Crutch is what I was trying to say.
Ah, there you go.
That was a big one when I was in high school.
What was the one that was gender neutral? The Calvin Klein one?
I wore Calvin Klein one up until about, no is joke.
That, was
like,
that the one that was gender neutral?
I wore that until like 4 months ago, and then I finally got a new perfume.
I couldn't remember.
It smells good.
I was a Brute guy forever.
Brute, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I had the soap on a rope. I had the, I went from 0 to 100 in one Christmas.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take a bath, just only when they forced me. And then I got like a gift thing, and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
It's on.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see a photo of the cologne. Will you pass it to me? I'll take one and put it up on Facebook.
Tell him to kiss my ass.
Yeah. Okay. Kiss his ass, Liz. You can't see it.
Kiss my ass, Liz. I also took a picture of the telephone pole that I held the guy up against when Daryl Ingleton beat his ass.
Oh, yeah.
And my consigliere, Rachel, was like, I'm not sure I'd put that out there. Like, I'm not sure you really want to be putting the images of the scene, but I think the statute is run.
I feel like the statute of limitations is run.
But it, like,
clean
it,
on
it,
that.
It is the telephone pole. No doubt in my mind.
Right.
That's where it happened.
He deserved it. He's a stalker.
Yeah. Yeah,
he made specific threats.
Right.
And I just foiled them.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Thank you, Tony. I didn't want to say it myself.
Well, I'll say
but
it.
But I appreciate you saying it.
Did you seek this out as evidence that you were not making this up?
No. No. No, because Daryl is out there.
He's the proof.
Okay.
The Starsky to my hutch is still there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was leaving my mom yesterday and kind of driving around the neighborhood. See, I know that I'm narcissistic and egocentric in some ways, but in this way, I really seem to be. I think people care about like what Eddie O'Neill's house looks like, or the telephone pole looks like, or mm-hmm. here's what my kindergarten class looked like, because I've been on the air for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that got knocked out of me a few years ago when I took Nick and Phoebe. And they could not have been less impressed. Like,
how much has South Roxana changed?
Not a lot.
50 years.
Not a bunch.
Like you had created this lore of South Roxana on your life and these places and these stories.
Even like, yeah, not even like the show lore. I just thought that my kids would like to see, this is where your dad played kickball.
Yep.
Because I feel like I would have wanted to see that. If my dad would have taken me to his school, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe not. But I felt they would have wanted to see it.
I disagree.
They could not have cared less.
One of the things that I am very thankful that we accomplished before my grandpa was too sick to be able to do it, we took him out. We took a whole day. And we went, he had lived in like 31 houses and 28 of them were like in the bi-state area. And we went around to each spot. Some of them don't even, the buildings aren't even there anymore. And some of them there are. And we stopped in each one and he got out of the car and did 5 minutes about that house and what his life was like at that time. And then we went to the next one. And we put it all together and made a little documentary about his life. And I'm so glad that we have that, because we actually went to all the places and saw him and heard in his words what life was like at that time and what activities they were doing. And I think that stuff is super cool. I think everybody should do that and know the history of their family.
Man, moving was one of my giant fears. I'm not sure exactly why. Like, my mom and dad built the house that my mom still lives in 1946, 1947.
Never even hinted at
it. Never even hinted. There was never a discussion. But something about moving was just...
Did you lose somebody? Did you lose, like, a close friend or fan or like a girl or something to a move? And you're like...
Not to a move.
They lost a member of their immediate family in the
that.
Move.
I know that, but you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if that's why it scared you, because, like, it...
I don't know.
It just...
Maybe it was just like television.
Ruined your life.
After school specials, or there's always, like, you know, some story where you're moving, and it's always got to me.
There's got to be a certain age at which that flips for for kids and even teens. Because I remember my dad telling me stories about Granite City and, look, this is where my friend and I used to play all the time. We play in that park back there. He used to do this and that, and he'd sleepwalk, and he fell in that ditch one time. And I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting story, but I don't really care about the place. But then recently, he'd taken me for an oil change somewhere around there, and he was pointing out places, and I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's true. I remember my dad was not a big storyteller, and we were in Benton, and I'm 12 or 13, and I'm like, Dad, tell me some stuff. What did you do when you're 12 or 13? We're driving down. Tony knows the story. And there's this especially big house, like not quite a mansion, but for Benton it is. And he's like, well, I used to hang out there a lot. That was old Doc McGillicuddy's house. He had the best comic book collection. I'd go over there and just read comic books. He'd dance around naked for hours. And I was just like, I'm like, what, Dad? He's like, oh, yeah. Like, we didn't care. Like, he just danced and danced. We just read his comic books.
Yep.
Like, that was the trade?
Yeah.
If you read my comics, you got to watch me dance naked.
I'm like, okay.
The good old days, right? When everything was so safe.
You want to show me some of those moves? Yeah, it was kind of like a this, kind of like a...
But it really did just sound like he never put two and two together.
That's amazing.
It wasn't like, was weird. It was just like, I don't know, he was just dancing. He had the Cats and Jammer kids, though, so that's all I cared about.
Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man, so we were going over there.
Hey, man, if you want to be naked, go for it.
Where else am I going to find Dog Patch?
Those are random old comics that nobody knows.
I wonder if there would have been a creepy old man at the end of the block if they would have had, like, a full arcade, which would have been, that would have been, like, my generation's comic book.
Yeah.
Like, if it would have bothered us.
Right. You're like,
dance to your heart's content,
you
man.
You have a Galaga. Yeah. You want to play it? And it's free.
Yeah.
Then he just starts.
Don't I have to put in quarters to play this?
I pictured the guy dancing like ballet. I don't think he was. I mean, this would have been like 1930, 35. So he wasn't doing the hustle.
So he wasn't popping, locking.
No. I just pictured him like very flamboyantly.
Doing the box step.
Yeah, going around his estate.
First position.
While the kids are like, eh, look what Jughead just said to Archie.
Tony's doing a dance that requires a partner. Picturing doing that one naked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly how I thought the Open would start on Monday.
Teresa on Facebook wants to know if the Buffalo Nickel cologne is from Avon.
It is.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you ever collect coins?
My dad did, and my brother, and I have a big sack of them at home. I haven't really gone through them, but yeah, my dad and my brother did.
Coins are just the coolest thing.
Stole a bunch of
I know nothing
from
about them.
House
yeah, that's right.
During one of the dance sessions.
Now you got to dance with me if you want a Kennedy dollar.
Fine.
How many wheat pennies?
Now, if anyone out there like, now, see, I wouldn't sell it, though. Like, if I found out that Buffalo Nickel thing was worth $500, I wouldn't sell it.
Apparently, it's called Wild Country, now that I'm checking the bottom of the bottle. Liz on Twitter, who you were nice enough to let me post a photo for, says, thank you. What a nice memory. It's the same one my dad had. I still remember the scent. Man, I miss my dad.
Aw.
Sweet.
Jamie on Twitter says, I've listened to the show long enough to have my own deep-seated fear of Doc McGillicuddy.
You know what? I would give that to Liz.
There you go.
For $500.
I mean, not
maybe
for free.
Half for...
No, I would give that to Liz.
Do
Liz,
it.
Liz, you may have it. And you can remember your dad.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Join us at the Cardinals game next Thursday. Is it next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
August 1st.
Cardinals-Cubs, 6:15 game. It's DGS night at the ballpark. For $25, you get a ticket, and you get the DGS Cardinals T-shirt in your size, which probably sounds dumb, but we always just have dumb sizes. So when you get your ticket, you say, I want this size, and you come up to the table where we are and get your picture taken with us, and there's your shirt, and there are the Cardinals, there are the Cubs. Go to cardinals.com/theme. On my my family calls this the poison pen notebook, but I just have all my topics of the day, and I just have Ryan written. And it's early on, so this was like Saturday.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what it was, but I just wrote Ryan.
I bet I know, too.
Go ahead. You go first.
I think it's about Pyramid on Friday.
I did, too. Yep. That was my guess.
Mm.
Remember how he just gave up?
Oh, how he fell apart.
That could be. Taliban, did you get that for me?
Yeah, we've got it.
Okay. So if you didn't hear, you know how I give like warnings and I say, hey, look, if your kids are in the car.
Yeah. Adult warning.
Adult warning. This is the opposite. So if your kids are playing or not paying attention in the back seat, I'm going to give you a minute to get their full attention because this is a teaching moment. This is how you don't behave. This is how you don't fall apart under pressure. This is Ryan Wiggins completely losing his mind, pissing off Tim Convy, his partner, which is really hard to do, last Friday on Pyramid.
Colin Hanks. Okay. Oh, man. He was in Big.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
No.
Colin Hanks.
Yes.
Ben Stiller.
Seinfeld. Shoot, forget
it. Costanza. Stiller. Yes. Ben Stiller. Jerry Stiller.
Liv Tyler.
Keep going. My God.
Try, Ryan.
He's the worst.
I'm dropping this.
Steven Tyler.
No.
You choked. I didn't hear Sue on Friday go, he's the worst.
She says that every day.
That was incredible.
Did you have any moments over the weekend where you thought about that?
I golfed on Saturday and I thought, boy, wish I could prove myself worthwhile. I'll do something like golf. So I did.
You showed the listeners with that. Their faith is restored.
Yeah, it was more proving it to myself as a man.
And while this is going on, picture me ducking under my studio console because I couldn't look.
Mm-hmm. Colin Hanks.
Okay. Oh, man. He was in Big.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
No.
Colin Hanks.
Yes.
Ben Stiller.
Seinfeld. Shoot, forget
this. Costanza. Stiller. Yes. Ben Stiller. Jerry Stiller.
Liv Tyler.
Keep going. My God.
Try, Ryan.
He's the worst.
I'm dropping this.
Steven Tyler.
No.
You choked. You literally said, I'm dropping this.
Yeah, you backed away from the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it much.
Yeah, no, I imagine it probably. Probably weird.
Sue
was pretty. I mean, we were all witnessing
it. She was for real angry.
And laughing at it like, oh, this guy, he's. Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. My brain really did just stop.
She wasn't even your partner. And he's the worst.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
It was real judgment.
Yeah.
Woo.
I didn't know what to do. You know, in that moment when you think you got it figured out and then all of a sudden it completely flipped. I had it backwards in my head that I was supposed to say the son and it was supposed to be the dad. And then once I realized it, man, it was done. I couldn't make that flip in my head.
I think Pyramid is the most freezing prone game that we play.
Has anybody ever frozen that bad?
No.
Not that bad.
But I've definitely frozen.
There's been freezing, yeah.
We were in contention to win.
I know.
That time that I got authors.
That's why it did so bad.
I didn't even. That time that I had books or whatever.
Yeah, it was like but subcategory.
That was not freezing. That was having no
legitimately
context.
Legitimately
not knowing how to give.
I don't know these words.
I don't know how to give clues to this because I don't know anything about it myself.
Well, one of the category selections was Jane Austen, and Andrew goes, Jane Austen, and Tony just goes, nope. And we go to the next one.
Yeah,
that was just
no idea.
Admitting,
that was awesome.
Yeah. Sue, did you hear that?
Which one?
What we just played about Wiggins' meltdown?
No, I missed it.
Oh, you're the meanest. Want to hear it?
You are so the meanest.
I'm gonna get our headphones on.
Oh yeah, boy. Gotta put on your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, everybody else is having fun.
Yeah,
and we're kind of encouraging
I can tell you
him.
Why I was the meanest. Okay.
Like, right in the middle, you really make it serious.
Uh oh.
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Okay. Colin Hanks. Okay. Oh man, he was in Big.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
No.
Colin Hanks.
Yes.
Ben Stiller.
Seinfeld. Costanza.
Stiller. Yes. Ben Stiller. Jerry Stiller.
Liv Tyler.
Keep going. My God.
Try, Ryan.
He's the worst.
I'm dropping this.
Steven Tyler.
No.
Get choked.
Why did I? Oh, because I said he's the worst.
Yeah, why did you? It's not even in context. It's not even like, oh, you're the worst when you do.
This is why I said that. You did that to me one time, possibly two.
No.
Not that big of a meltdown.
You just determined that this is the worst meltdown in history.
Well, it may be, but you had a minor one or two when I was the partner. It's just really frustrating as the partner when the other one gives up.
You were feeling his pain.
Yeah.
That's all it was. That was the maddest Tim's ever been in his life.
In his life.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get mad.
He was mad.
He said, "My God, like what's wrong with you, man? Say some words. Use your mouth.
Yeah,
that was
like from the 30s.
Yeah,
he would have slapped you.
Yes,
wake
up. Taking the glove off.
My God, man.
Yeah, get back in this game.
Have some pride.
I command you to get back in this game.
The ladies are watching. One of them just said you're the worst."
You will provide me with clues to the best of your ability.
I think Sue just can't wait for something bad to happen so she can tell me how terrible I am.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's really not it. It really was a flashback.
I
just feel like she's very upfront, so she's going to say what she thinks.
It's a thing, though.
Yeah.
There's a thing there.
Yeah, it's,
Sue doesn't have this with anyone else.
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever quit on me before.
She likes
multiple
all of us.
Times. On there. I mean, I guess if I would have had Tony and the Jane Austen and he said nope.
Oh, was that you, Rach?
Yeah.
I think you were with like Tim or something.
It was books.
That was funny.
And it was, there was.
Right now, Ryan's thinking, I could be working for Boeing or almost writing for Rob Schneider. I wouldn't let him down.
Well, there's always
hey,
this week.
Victoria Jackson. Been a while.
I don't think what Ryan and I have ever been partners. I'll be your partner this week if you want.
I think me and Tim have to be partners again.
Oh, you have to try again.
Yeah. I guess. God help me if I'm ever partners with Sue again. And if I screw anything up, she's going to jump down my throat.
You're going to be flop sweating.
Yeah,
like, don't freeze.
Pressure's going to be bad.
Don't freeze.
Twice I've had it happen. Just not that bad. Here's the thing. When you get something ugly, like, the guy who invented television or whatever.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That's just crazy. There's nothing you can do. But you just keep going.
Yeah, keep trying.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Did, who won on Friday?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Up.
Whoever it was had a perfect score.
They did?
Like, they literally didn't miss one.
Not a single one?
Not one.
Oh, that's next to impossible. You have to be almost, like, superhuman to do that.
Yeah, godlike. Oh, it was us.
Oh, it was me
god-like.
And you.
That's right.
It was
godlike,
Dave and Tony.
Rachel. Did
that's
you
right.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We're
perfection.
Not worthy.
Yeah.
You could replay that, but instead of Sue going, he's the worst, we just have her go, they're the best.
My moment.
Like they just.
While we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And we're gloating.
Yes.
My moment was Incense.
That was pretty cool.
Yes,
when
it
we
was.
Were in the last round and Incense was the first clue and I got it
when
immediately.
When the pressure was on.
That's when I was like, we are.
Nothing's going to stop us.
This ball is rolling down the hill and there is no way you can stop the momentum.
Man, people are loving the cologne on Facebook already. It's been up for like 20 minutes and everyone's commenting and
good. I'll bring in a bunch more. I have probably a dozen or so down in my mom's basement. They're like cars and,
nice.
Genitals, stuff like that.
Huh.
How are those stored?
Not well. Just like in their little boxes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, my mom's basement's sort of like a wine cellar as far as being like, underground and probably the way you store them.
I mean,
that still smells.
It smells
like
fine.
Cologne.
Yeah.
So as good as Avon ever smelled. Man, I got excited when the Avon lady came over.
Yeah.
There's Avon's still cool.
Big doings, man.
I still like to look at the catalog.
They still have Avon people?
Yeah. I think it's mostly online and stuff, but they still have Avon representatives. I just love the catalog because you can look at makeup or like sweaters or necklaces or whatever you want.
It was a gentler time.
Does the Schwann's truck still drive around and make deliveries?
Schwann's?
Schwann's?
I think so.
I think so too.
Isn't their thing always, oh man, we had all these extra. and we don't know what to do with them. And you looked like you were home, so
what?
You want to buy this?
Schwann's is a scam?
Wasn't there? Isn't that the company? There is a company that does that. That's no, all they do.
Ice cream company?
Schwann's was
food.
Schwann's was. I always thought it was great. Like their chicken strips, I thought were awesome.
See?
And the only person that ever had them was my grandma because she made a weekly or monthly or whatever it is order from them, and the truck would show up at her house and drop off a bunch of frozen food. And it was always really good, but it was really expensive.
I was going to say, I always thought it was for rich people. I don't know if I've ever had Schwann's food before, but I wanted some.
I know I haven't.
Just the regular,
I only know
chicken
the name.
Strips were amazing.
And I didn't see a chicken strip until I was really old. I didn't know these things.
But I would always ask my parents if we could get some because grandma had them and they were so good.
Yeah.
And my mom would say, no.
You think we're your grandma?
Yeah.
Which grandma was
expensive.
This?
Dave Murray hater or
no,
other grandma?
No other grandma.
Well, they still exist.
Edwardsville grandma.
You can get 50% off on your first purchase, Tony.
So do they still drive the truck around?
Ordered, delivered, done.
Wow.
Schwann's goes from the freezer to
Schwann's
your
truck
table
ran
in
over
minutes.
Our dog once.
Oh, no.
No, that's
he
terrible.
Walked away.
Oh.
He walked away.
The Schwann's man?
Yeah, with the dog.
He just he left the truck there?
He stole the dog.
Are there still milkmen?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think, is it Oberweis that does
yeah.
that?
Man, that was, I couldn't imagine anything better than that.
Man, I just got a text from my mom reminding me of my dad's Avon cologne set. It was like a chess set, a full chess set that you could collect.
Bragger.
I forgot about it until she sent me a text. It was the coolest thing, and we kept it in the basement also. Because
did you have a whole thing?
I think he had most of it. I remember there being multiple pawns, so he had obviously
you know,
ordered
been
the
fun?
Other pieces.
The way I would have played it is when you take a piece, you have to put the cologne on you. By the end of it, you are stanky.
Oh, man.
We should all put some of this cologne on now.
No, thanks.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I got a problem, man.
He's the worst.
Everybody's laughing at him. Everybody's like, oh, look, he's having a meltdown. This is great. He's the worst.
What? Because
man, she was serious.
It was a flashback.
I just hate this son of a...
No, it was a flashback.
I hate his stupid face. I hate
him. Play it one more time on the way
sound
out.
Sound of his voice.
Oh, great.
Colin Hanks.
Okay. Oh, man. He was in Big.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
No.
Colin
oh,
Hanks.
I'm so,
Colin
oh,
Hanks.
No.
Colin
I
Hanks.
Yes.
Ben Stiller.
Seinfeld, dad, shoot, forget
Costanza,
this.
Stiller, yes. Ben Stiller, Jerry Stiller,
Liv Tyler.
Keep going. My God.
Try it.
He's the worst.
I'm dropping this.
Steven Tyler.
No.
You choked.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
345 DGS. Coming up at 5 p.m., we have a Sweet 16 we've never done. Last week, we did Best Movie or TV Show About Making a Movie or TV Show. So this week, we're going to do Best Song About Being in a Band or Being a Musician, which there are gazillions. So that should be really good. Did you guys see this? It's sad, but it's also it's a little funny. There is that double murder in Canada.
Oh, that is funny.
And they were doing the press conference, and somehow the kitty filter got turned on. Mm-hmm. So the female constable, who's talking very seriously about their leads in the double murder, has kitty nose and kitty ears, and yeah.
Like Snapchat
the
filter?
The Snapchat filter, yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
By an official news outlet?
How did that happen?
The whole thing, yeah.
Oh. Running live with the Snapchat filter on.
Hey, at least it wasn't one of the filters that changes your voice, too.
But right?
Oof. We found the bodies.
Oh, my gosh.
Bummer.
Cat filter effects, which included cat ears and whiskers, can be seen in a screenshot of video taken by the National Post.
It's rough.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
awful.
Yeah, it's very clear.
I'm not sure I understand how that would have happened.
Some Wiggins guy.
Sound like something.
Some Canadian Wiggins.
Totally choked. Just put the filter
on
there.
He just started screaming, I don't know. And then he hit the cat filter, and then someone's like, he's the worst.
Yeah, someone. Some Canadian Sue.
A Canadian Sue Thomas.
Fantastic.
Who had been scarred by him before?
He's the worst, eh?
Sue is just waiting for me to fail as a person in life.
Nope.
It's not even a radio thing.
Sue, you want to defend that?
What?
She's just going to agree with it.
That can't be defended.
I don't think she's waiting for it to happen. No. I think she's just noticing it.
No.
She likes when it happens. She likes pointing at it.
No, it's just my frustration at that game. He's done it before. It's a common thing.
It's not getting any better.
She's like, that thing, you do it all the time. This is not my problem.
See, when you're
on. Do that
on,
failure thing you do.
When you're on, Wiggins, you are totally in, and then you do really well. So when you just throw it, it's really.
Starting to feel better about Sue.
Frustrating.
New study, 4 out of 10 adults regret their life choices.
That's pretty low.
4 out of 10?
Yeah, I would expect it to be higher.
What kind of monster doesn't regret their life choices other than like Mark Close? But I guess he is a monster.
Yeah, there you go.
Nope, they can't find anything to regret. I mean, that's almost like
nothing major.
Wow. I thought that was part of being an adult, just racking up stuff you regret.
I mean, is it even possible? And I'm not talking about tiny stuff. Is it possible to get to be, to say, 40, a grown person, without having some major regrets? Whether it's, I should have married that person. I definitely should not have married that person. I wish I would have been an orthodontist. I certainly wish I wouldn't have been an orthodontist. Right?
Yeah, I would think.
And isn't that the way that you learn and evolve and grow? And
man, when you put it in that perspective, I don't think I have that major of regrets.
Oh, here we found one.
Saying that is now my biggest regret because I'll never live it down.
It's funny because all the rest of us kind of do right now.
Everybody's got stuff, but I don't think I have anything that's like so big that it would be that life-altering, though.
Can you think of your biggest?
Oh, man.
Not following through with that pyramid.
I don't know. Generally just treating people better. Not that I've treated people poorly, but they're just instances where you think, man, I should have been nicer. Or I should have done something better for them. I can't give you specific examples. Just not being selfish.
That's quite a life.
Well, I think a lot of people look at their life and justify the things that have happened because while you may have something that other people would describe as a regret, it's led you to other things in your life that you would have never had without them. So then you can not consider that a regret at that point because it's brought you to something that was better for you or something you'd have never experienced otherwise. So maybe those 6 out of 10 people are just have found a way to be content and happy with their choices.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I agree with that. I think there's a big difference between, like Nick's mom and I got divorced. Really arguable. Well, we shouldn't have gotten married, but we wouldn't have Nick.
Right.
So you can't really, she's better off, I'm better off, we're friends. That to me would not be a regret. A regret would be something that I have done that just wholesale hurt someone and there was no redeeming anything and you're like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't we all have those? Besides Mark Close? And Ryan. I mean.
Remember Mark would just straight up like sit there and think and go,
yeah, I got nothing.
Well, no. He did tell the girl's dad that he wasn't.
Yeah, but he would twist that around.
Fiscally responsible.
Yeah, he would twist that around to like what you just did, like a learning moment.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mark's worst moment was a girl broke up with him. And so, in his fury, in his mad, white, blind, I don't even know what kind of monster I just turned into.
You know when
fury.
Your heart's been broken and you just want to hurt the other person, even if you've got to go low and play dirty?
He came out with, I don't think your dad's investment portfolio is that impressive.
Literally.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Literally.
And like, he's regretted it every day of his life since.
Said to the girl, she said, you know, I don't think I want to see you anymore. And he said, well, that's fine, because I don't think your dad's invested very well in the stock market.
He probably said, you're old man.
Yeah.
I don't see your dad retiring at 62.
Yeah.
I thought you said that
made a lot of questionable decisions.
That he got in a car and was sitting outside some girl's house.
Well,
same girl.
He did stalk that girl.
He stalked her.
He doesn't regret that.
Oh, that we don't regret.
He doesn't really even think of that as like negative in any way.
No. He doesn't really think that it's, yeah.
He said that he just had to sit outside her house for a few weeks to make sure she was okay.
You know, with a little distance now and saying all this stuff out loud, I don't know.
I can't wish him that bad.
It's coming across as worse than it did in the past.
No, it came off that bad in the past.
No, you're the only one that kept the hero worship thing going.
You're the one that had the filter on.
I'm like, so if he stalked a couple of girls.
He's so cute and harmless.
It was just because he loved her so much. Give him a break.
What if something did happen to her and he was out there in his car watching?
Every time
he could help her.
Every time he told a story about stalking that girl, he really made it sound like it was no big deal.
Yeah. You know, like when you stalk somebody. Because you love them.
I mean, I wasn't threatening or dangerous. I just followed her for a month.
Wow.
Sat outside her house.
Kept a journal of everything she did.
Was this after they broke up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Looked up all of her dad's investments. See what kind of portfolio he had. And let me tell you something, it wasn't very good.
I did not see a lot of blue chip stocks in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
These companies are like penny stocks at best.
Pretty low interest rate.
They had broken up and he was making sure she was okay for a month.
Maybe
across the street.
I think that's how he justified it.
In a car.
Sometimes the bushes.
Me and my friend nicknamed your dad Mr. Junk Bonds. What do you think of that?
Ouch.
Good luck living on a 5% return.
I didn't mean it. You just hurt me so bad. I didn't know what to say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.